This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:42 and we're moving on to Today on Twitter, where, World War III is actually a hashtag that is trending. And it's worth saying that it's an almost even mix of memes and jokes. And then conversely, people pointing out why those memes and jokes are so problematic.
Yes. So one really good example is this tweet by KG, I want to say is what their name is, who tweeted, "Don't joke about World War III. People are fleeing to take shelter. Cities are burning down. People are actually dying. This is not a laughing matter." And this tweet was actually in response to what by now many of us would have seen, memes and jokes that are being shared on social media regarding the Ukrainian crisis and the attacks by Russia, including, you know, things referencing videos from wrestling, for instance, clips from video games, memes that conflate political leaders in funny ways. And a lot of people essentially laughing about it and saying, haha, yes, that's true. That's really funny. And it's an interesting one, right? Because this is just the way the internet works. Anything that happens, there's a meme about it generated almost as soon as that thing happens. But perhaps there's a line, and perhaps joking about actual loss of life, particularly in the fact that hashtag World War III is trending, may be that line, perhaps.
I have a lot of thoughts about this, actually. I think that it's a combination of things. For me, it's two. Firstly, it's that point you're making about tasteless humor. You know, the argument is always that, well, the argument from comedians often is that there is no such thing as a tasteless joke. It's only tasteless if it doesn't work. So if a joke is not funny, that's when it has failed. I would argue that actually a lot of the jokes that are being made on Twitter fall very firmly into the unfunny category, but who am I to say? So that's one part. The other part, I think, here is actually also the flattening of very complex issues once it moves into the online space. Because I don't mean to overextend the conversation, but we're also seeing, for example, people bagging on Russia and Russians. And you have people in Russia also saying, well, look, this is not a war we wanted. If you want to be critical of who is actually starting the war, it's one person. You shouldn't necessarily conflate the desires or this idea of going to war with an entire country. And yet, of course, once something is reported, it becomes a headline, that headline gets tweeted, you know, everything just gets flattened out. And I think it's that sort of distance and distance from nuance that makes the World War III jokes feel okay to do, when I would argue perhaps that's not the case.
Actually, the flattening is a real thing, right? And unfortunately, in today's world, many of us may not actually even be reading the multiple lengthy articles that are being written explaining the situation or the context or how this has arrived to this point. Instead, most people probably saw a meme and a tweet and a couple of Facebook posts. So I think when that's all you've consumed, it's actually a little easier to make these jokes. But I did want to read this tweet from Jane, which is an interesting one. So Jane says, "Humor is a valid coping mechanism. Don't be a gatekeeper." And I think there's something there. Gallows humor is, you know, the internet lives on gallows humor. And I think there is a place for stuff like that as well.
So that's the thing. Gallows humor is exactly the phrase that I was thinking of. I go back to, are you making the joke now because it is gallows humor, or are you making the joke because there is a joke to be made and you want to make it? Because there are other tweets that are pointing out other elements of this. So for example, we have people talking about, yes, this is from Bookish Sea Witch, who says, "It's extremely terrible to make self-centered jokes about World War III from the comfort and safety of your home while actual Ukrainians are being bombed." And so I think that has been something that's uncomfortable for me, where people are like, well, World War III is starting. I guess it's time for me to focus on myself, which is an actual statement that I've read. And I find it hard to understand. We also have others saying, "Please don't tweet any World War III jokes. It's really disrespectful. My prayers go out to Ukraine and everyone who has been affected by this. I'm so sorry. Please stay strong." Grishma says, if it does happen, it's going to affect the whole world, if not physically, then economically. There is nothing cool about witnessing a world war in your lifetime. Those who are making jokes because you feel safe better be praying about their future right now.
Ah, that it's so cool that we're witnessing a world war is something that I've seen. Perhaps not cool, but, you know, the sense of like entertainment. And that's the vibe that strikes me as being wrong. And that's certainly the vibe that I get from a lot of these kinds of tweets that I would criticize. I'm actually quite impressed by the ones who use humor to actually explain the situation. I've seen a few of those memes or even graphics that explain how this has happened. And I'm not saying that that's not a valid way of expressing or explaining the situation. But yes, I think for me, it crosses a line when what you're essentially doing is laughing at the notion or taking some sort of glee at this notion that a war might break out.
So we're talking today on Today on Twitter about the fact that World War III is trending. This is, of course, in relation to the crisis happening in Ukraine at the moment. And there are a lot of memes and jokes about this. There are also a lot of people saying it's problematic. Please do not do this. We'd like to know, I mean, this is a tricky subject. How do you feel about these jokes? Let us know. That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is just about 5:50 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. On Today on Twitter, World War III is a hashtag that is trending with a big mix of memes and jokes about the crisis or just all sorts of things. And other people saying that it's problematic, right, to make jokes about this while real people are getting bombed in their homes. And we were asking you for your thoughts. How do you feel about these jokes? Gallows humor or tasteless, basically? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Going back to today on Twitter, where we were talking about World War III and how that's a hashtag that's trending, mostly comprising jokes, and then other people saying, please don't joke about this. We have a number of messages on this that I think are making interesting points.
So, Hobiori on Twitter says, I think it's also the fact that being online where one can be anonymous, the consequence of thoughtless jokes don't impact them directly, thus it's not real to them and makes it okay.
I think that's very much it. It's also the lack of thought, right? Because I'm just shooting it out into the world and then I leave it there. And if people want to see it and like it, that's fine. I've said my piece.
And you're not saying it to another person who would have a reaction.
It's also the participation in a hashtag, I think. You know, you see something trending and you're like, oh, I want to be part of the conversation without necessarily thinking, A, is this a conversation that one must be a part of? And also, whether you've got anything, I suppose, valuable to say, which is what Wenshen is bringing up, who says, as bad as the jokes and memes are, there's an argument that they bring awareness that could lead to actual reading further on the whys and the hows. For what it's worth, joking about people dying is absolute trash. And I think that really gets at it. It's what we were trying to talk about earlier, right? The memes also are not made equal. What they are directing or the tone of them is also not made equal. The ones who treat what's happening like a video game, or the ones who, yeah, mention people dying and seem to be very cavalier about it, that's tough.
We have Katrina saying, how is war a funny matter? Have we not heard from our elders how hard life was when Japan invaded Malaysia? That's not very long ago.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why. I think it's the distance here. So we've been talking about the distance of the internet, but the other part of it is the physical distance between Malaysia and Ukraine and the fact that, you know, culturally we feel very different from them. I think that there is a big gap where we're like, oh, this, you know, we can say this. To be fair, it's not necessarily Malaysians who are making the joke. I think it's everyone all the way through. Keep those thoughts coming. Joking about World War III, whether that's gallows humour, whether it helps raise awareness or it's simply tasteless. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.